interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostess, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. Can you believe we're like halfway through the first month of 2026? It's just crazy. And it's going great. And we're excited. We're excited to talk about new and fresh things happening here on the Treasure Coast. Shout out real quick to our friends at True Color Salon and Spa. It's worth the drive if you aren't in Vero, friends. It's on Old Dixie, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast with weekend and evening hours. And they do more than just hair. We do nails, massage, skincare, and a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee with monthly specials and different things that you can take advantage of if you were to buy in bulk, like the massage package. Listen to your host. She knows what she's talking about. Thank you so much to True Colors. Also, a shout out to Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy. Home mortgage is all that they do. You are not a number. You are a priority. They've been at it collectively for over 30-something years, and it's a complimentary consultation. So in 2026, if you're looking to add to your investment portfolio, upsize, downsize, first-time home buyer, no matter the situation, Union Home Mortgage can help you, and you will love the attention to detail that they will bring to you to make it a smooth transition. Speaking of transition, I am so excited for everything that's happening at Main Street in Vero Beach. 2026 is a year that is going to be fresh, and there's some new things. And so I have with us the president of the board for Main Street Vero. And though 2025 was successful with Coffee with the Mayors historically on that second Friday of the month, and it was a great way for residents and community members, both in and around the city, to get monthly updates and hear from some leadership, we're doing a pivot in 2026. Miss Morgan Reynolds, owner of Beyond the Trend Marketing, you've been a busy lady even over the holidays. Tell me about this exciting new event.
Thank you, Anna. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course.
Yeah, we're really excited. And the board kind of sat down and was looking at how we spend our time and energy as an organization. We run on a very tight budget and
sure,
a lot of really great volunteers and board members and our wonderful executive director, Jackie. And the businesses downtown had a little bit of a tough year last year. And, you know, I think across the board, small businesses had a little bit of a rough year in 2025.
Yeah.
And they were just asking for some more support. How else could we help bring eyes and foot traffic to them? So of our two monthly programs, Downtown Friday and Coffee with the Mayor, we decided, what if we could bring Coffee with the Mayor into all of those great downtown businesses and really get people in the doors to see how cool all these different organizations are? We have bars and restaurants, of course, that a lot of people know, but there's also some amazing nonprofits like United Way and the Learning Alliance that mm-hmm. are downtown. We have a new one coming, Child Care Resources mm-hmm. is building rehabbing a beautiful building downtown. They'll be down there.
We have March, April.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have boutiques like Pipe Dream and Seahorse Lane and all kinds of cool stuff going on downtown that sometimes people just don't have the time to take a look at.
Sure.
So we're shifting Coffee with the Mayor to Meet Me on Main, which will involve the cocktail hour from 4 to 5:30, second Thursday of the month. And each council member, we have five, right? So there's five, including the mayor. So each mm-hmm. council member will take a different month. So you'll hear from each council person twice a year.
Love it.
So you get to know a few more of your elected representatives better. You get to see a sneak peek inside a lot of these downtown businesses and meet the owners while you're getting your city updates, having a lovely cocktail or non-alcoholic beverage, and getting to know some of your neighbors and friends in the city.
It is such a great idea. Meet Me on Main, the new title. I love alliteration. That I was quick to jump on and say, because historically, every year, and I'm celebrating, this will be my 14th year with White Glove.
Woohoo.
Yeah. That I said, oh my goodness, White Glove Moving and Storage, if we can do a coffee with the mayor, we want in on Meet Me on Main. And we're teaming up with Decorative Arts.
That is so cool.
Yeah, right there on Old Dixie, which even though it's not technically Main Street, it's encapsulates
it's
the
part
downtown
of the footprint.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so though 21st Amendment hosted January's, White Glove Moving and Decorative Arts will be the hosts for February 12th, which is that second Thursday. And we're going to provide some great drinks and bites while also showcasing some incredible talent. Mm-hmm. She's a wonderful designer while also being a dear customer of White Glove Moving and Storage. She's also a storefront, so you can go in and as a retailer, mm-hmm. Purchase things that you just fall in love with, a treasure that you fall in love with for your home, or build something around one piece of treasure. And how cool is that?
Yeah, everybody needs an excuse to redecorate right? in 2026. So I'm glad we're doing this in February. It's perfect timing.
I agree. I agree. And it'll be nice enough where we can do a little indoor, a little outdoor, mm-hmm. and allow people to really experience what that whole plaza strip provides. I mean, there's a new event space there. There's two great restaurants. I mean, it's just pretty cool.
And there are some new murals in the alleys in between them that people can go check out.
Well, if we were to do an exciting recap of 2025, murals was a big part of it.
It really was. 2025 in the Main Street District of Vero Beach was exciting because a lot of new things were kind of taking off, including the first ever mural festival in partnership with Linda Moore and the Vero Beach Mural Project. Who is also a councilwoman. She was previously our vice mayor. She has now passed that responsibility over to Taylor Dingle, letting some, you know, young whippersnappers right. take over. So she has more time to devote to things like, I think we painted a total of 4 permanent murals. And then a number of pop-up murals during the mural festival. So some of those new murals are visible kind of right there behind the design district buildings and behind Atmosphere and behind Kilted on those back walls there and next to Curfew. So if you're ever kind of wandering around on a gallery stroll night or something.
Which is the first Friday of the month.
First Friday of the month, yeah. You know, just make a little loop and circle through some of those alleys and around quarters of buildings and there's some beautiful new artwork there.
Yeah, we have very safe alleys. That's an endorsement on the on the Treasure Ghost Insider.
We do. I can attest.
Yes. And we lit up trees. In 2025.
Yes. That was perhaps my personal favorite project. I'm biased, but the Main Street has kind of been helping with doing some Christmas lighting over the years. And so we decided to really find a way to kind of put that money and energy into year-round lighting. So we've been lighting oak trees down Main Street. And we started in Pocahontas Park. I think we have 7 or 8 trees lit now. There's several in Pocahontas Park. There's some outside of Vero Prime and Sean Ryan's. There's some next to Scott Sporting Goods. And we're just continuing to, as we raise money and take in donations for that project, it all goes right back into lighting up our trees. So the downtown feels magical year round.
Yes, I love that so much. And honestly, 2025, closed a couple of chapters for some of our business owners where then they were able to pass the torch, so to speak, mm-hmm. To new business owners. And those were all pretty seamless. That's an exciting attribute.
Yeah. No, it's really cool to see that in our little historic district, you know, there's kind of some personal histories being made, right?
Yeah.
For example, the longtime owners of Sean Ryan's were able to sell not just their building, but the entire business to new owners who moved up here from Fort Lauderdale. And she's wonderful. And we'll be hosting one of the Meet Me on Mains there probably over the summer. So
nice.
Everybody can kind of get to know them. Focaccia on 14th. Have you eaten there yet?
I am a big fan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Vincenzo is amazing. He took over that space after the Barefoot Cafe owners retired. So that is a great little lunch spot to grab bites to go, Italian.
And it's so pretty because you walk in and like there's all these things you can see
yes.
that are different. It's not just a slice of pizza.
Don't go in hungry. Oh my God. Or do go in hungry, you'll be satisfied. Right.
You're like, you can't just get one thing.
You
That's
really
the thing.
Can.
That's
no,
it.
It's all very well priced too, which makes it easy to, you know, grab a few things. You know, be generous. Take some back to your coworkers. You know?
My 19-year-old son loves it.
That's awesome.
He loves when I visit downtown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, really good.
So those are really good transitions, mm-hmm. while also opening some new businesses.
Yeah. The Vera Wine Bar is a new business that's down on the south end of 14th Avenue. Formerly, it was the Bayou, but that was taken over, and now it's been transformed into the Vera Wine Bar. So light bites and wine and a beautiful cellar and tastings and events. They also own the Painted Frog next door for ceramics, pottery painting, things like that. And then Atmosphere at Vero. I don't actually know who was in there, but after a lot of renovation, it's now a rentable event space and a restaurant on Old Dixie there. So
terrific.
Lots of cool things happening downtown. If you haven't been in a while, you're missing out.
Right. And you had talked about Downtown Fridays, and Downtown Fridays are a tradition, mm-hmm. more or less.
Biggest street party in town.
How many years are we celebrating?
I think it's 20.
Okay.
Ish. Oh. Close. Yeah.
Darn close.
Yeah. I should look up and know
round
that.
Up or round down. It's somewhere around there.
Right. It is a
long
standing.
Nearly as long as I've been in town. I'm celebrating 21 years.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I almost remember it from the beginning of being, like, very cool. Because I lived right downtown on 14th when I got here.
Almost since the beginning of Main Street and Vero. And Main Street and Vero, I do believe, was 25 years. Or so last year. And
happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. And we were named Main Street of the Month in the state of Florida in November.
What? Huge. So, bravissima.
Well, I can take very little credit, but it was very exciting to be able to share stories of a bunch of our different businesses that then the statewide Main Street was promoting and sharing. And that went all the way to the leadership at Tallahassee, some of our state representatives and things like that. So that's just great publicity for our business owners, which is what we're all about.
Yes. Well, and it doesn't hurt that you own a marketing and branding company and are really good at this while having the passion as the board president to see all of them succeed.
That's nice of you to say. But that's why I do marketing in general, is because I'm rooting for the business owner to win. So
amen.
It's exciting to see it all kind of come together sometimes.
So getting back to Downtown Friday, it's the mm-hmm. last Friday of the month.
Last Friday of the month. Yes, absolutely. And from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And there's always a really great band, and there's food, and there's usually a theme. So, you know, be checking our Facebook and our Instagram as we're announcing new themes and parties, and you can come dressed or you can just come as you are. It's very casual, whatever you're in the mood for.
And there's a lot of vendors, too. I've always found good souvenirs and good street food. But at the same time, if you just want to do a couple laps and then go into a restaurant and dine, those options are all available.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of it's a fun place to run into people, too.
Yes.
So, you know, if you've kind of been a little bit of a hermit over the holidays, that's great. But then, you know, drag yourself out to a Downtown Friday, run into a few people, say hello, grab somebody. And then, like you said, go grab a table at one of the restaurants or venues and, you know, hang out for the evening. And it's kind of a nice way to kick off the weekend, you know.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And that's going to carry all the way through till the end of May. And then we pause for summer.
Yes.
And pick it back up in the fall.
We don't believe in giving people heat strokes.
This is so kind of you.
I know. Yes. We're looking out for the little guy.
And kind to your volunteers. I'm sure they appreciate it.
Well, and the vendors. And, you know, summer in Florida is a little bit brutal. So we do take off in the summer months. Also, the weather, the rain can be unpredictable and things like that. So, you know, everybody stay cool and safe in the summertime, and then we'll see you back in the fall for Downtown Fridays. But Meet Me on Main is happening year-round.
Okay, so you had mentioned that we're going to see all the council people that second Thursday of the month in rotation twice, but we are going to have 12, or we're not going to have December.
We may take off December, or we may have a special guest speaker.
Ooh, fun.
Still up for debate. Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Surprise.
I love this.
We'll see. Yeah.
I love it.
That
now, if
cool.
people are interested in sponsoring or participating as a vendor in Downtown Friday, so one of those two signature things, how might they go about doing so?
So if you go to mainstreetverobeach.org, there's all the information on there for if you would like to be a vendor. There's a little form to fill out that makes it easy to make sure you can book your spot. We do sell out our vendor spots, usually a couple of months in advance or sometimes just the month before, depending on the month. So just go ahead and make sure that you get your name in. And even if we're full 1 month, we'll just roll you over to the next month if you'd like. And then also info@mainstreetverobeach.org. If you're interested in sponsorship, we'd love to put your beautiful logo on everything that we're sending out to the people and let people know that you're supporting our historic downtown.
I love it. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we are chatting with Morgan Reynolds, Beyond the Trend Marketing, also president of Main Street Vero, where we're doing a little 2025 recap and what to look forward to in 2026, where yours truly with White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Handsome, helpful, and handy men with muscle that love to help you with all of your moving needs, where Morgan has had the personal experience more than once of just how reputable and quality and professional the White Glove Moving team is. We will be hosting that alongside Deb Daly with Decorative Arts on February 12th. Meet me on Main Street Vero's newest event. So there's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
The Felsmere Frog Leg Festival is back, January 15th through the 18th. Brought to you by Millennium Cremation Service. Enjoy frog legs and gator tail, hundreds of booths with unique gifts, great live music, and a midway of carnival rides and games galore. Admission and parking are free, thanks to our community partner, Marine Bank. The Felsmere Frog Leg Festival, January 15th through the 18th. Visit froglegfestival.com.
Vero Beach is out and alive.
Music's playing, people are dancing,
the dance floor is packed.
It's the Sunset Saturday Concert.
Fun and free for all on Ocean Drive.
With live music by Johnny and the Blaze. Food, wine, and beer. Presented by GHO Homes, the Vero Beach Chamber of Commerce, Millennium Cremation Service, and Mangrove Sands Golf Club and Restaurant.
The Sunset Saturday Concert.
Saturday, January 10th at 5 p.m. at Humiston Park on Ocean Drive, Vero Beach.
Now that's the life.
There's one Broadway musical critics are calling despicable, diabolical, unseemly, and, oh yes, ingenious. The New York Times calls it amongst the most inspiring musical in years. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Don't miss the bloody brilliant winner of the Tony Award for Best Musical and the new undisputed king of musical comedy. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Now playing through February 1st at the Riverside Theater. Get tickets now at the box office or riversidetheater.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Hey, 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 friends. Anna Valencia-Tillery, your happy hostess with the Moses Treasure Coast Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. And Main Street Vero is giving us lots to do, which I just love. Morgan Reynolds, Beyond the Trend Marketing, president of the board, Main Street Vero. January, Downtown Friday is like right around the corner. And I love this theme, Boots, Scoot, and Bash.
Yes, get out.
How many girls got new cowgirl hats and boots? Oh my goodness.
I mean, it's that time of year. It just makes sense. There's, you know, it's not quite so hot. So you can wear your flannels, you can wear your plaids, you can wear your boots. you know, get out the denim jackets.
Love it.
Come ready to play. Last year we had a bull riding situation. There was limited success amongst the adults, but the kiddos were great at it.
They're so flexible.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, to be young again. But right. Anyways.
Like, I don't mind being whipped around at high speeds. It's fun. and again, that's free to the public. So you go downtown and you're encouraged to visit with the vendors, visit with the community partners, purchase some things, and, you know, just enjoy all the stuff. Dancing in the streets.
Dancing in the streets. Yeah, there's going to be a great country western theme to the band. And then also, yeah, we have not only like shopping and food, but then just supporters of Main Street, some different companies will be down there to chat with. And it's a great, great way to get a snapshot of what's kind of happening in the city.
For sure.
Yeah,
I agree. Real quick, before I get some tips from you, which I just love this idea because providing nuggets of knowledge is one of my favorite things. But shout out to Michelina's, open Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 9 for dinner. The space is entirely remodeled. It's there in Stewart, right off US 1. You will love it. And if you don't have time to come in and dine, consider them for pickup family meals to go under $60 or even catering. And no matter the theme or the size headcount, Michelina's will produce and you will love it. Top gym is Sebastian. Shout out to Lucian. He's got this gorgeous new gym across from Sebastian High. Folks are just loving it. And you get 24/7 access, your own key fob, great specials to be had. Congratulations to him. And if fitness is your goal in 2026, you'll love Top Gym of Sebastian. So, Morgan, beyond the trend marketing, you've been at this for a minute.
Yes.
And you were mentioning that coming off the holidays is a great time to consider running ads as a small business or a larger size company.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting fact, nugget of knowledge, is that any company with, I think it's like 500 or less employees is technically considered a small business, according to the U.S. Business Administration.
The bulk of our county.
Right. Absolutely. So everybody is spending a ton of money in November and December leading up to Christmas. So media buys, right? If you're spending money on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Google, any of those kind of digital platforms, it's a bidding strategy. So you're getting a little bit maybe less visibility for your dollar.
Sure.
Because you're competing with all the big spenders, right? I mean, Coca-Cola is running ads, right? It's like they're just throwing money at the wall all day. So if you're a small business, January and February is a great time actually to run some ads, maybe do some specials to really reward those customers who are supporting you post the holidays when everybody's budget is a little bit more slim. Because a lot of those companies do a hard stop on advertising on December 25th. So there's less competition in the market for ads right now.
And you're able to do complimentary consultations with folks that are, again, in the new year saying, I got to do something. Mm-hmm. I have to change my messaging somehow. I need a different reach. And you collaborate with them.
Absolutely. We know that one size doesn't fit all. And again, like I mentioned earlier, I got into marketing because we just love to see businesses win. My dad was a business owner growing up, so I kind of got to see firsthand how that worked. So depending on what your business needs, we can kind of work out a plan that works for you. And maybe it's more social media. Maybe it's more on Google. Maybe it's making some updates to your website and kind of filling in the funnel, right? So that when a customer sees an ad, then their journey to actually make a purchase with you is really easy, right? We want to make things simple in 2026. Yes. Less stress for everybody.
So, and how will they reach you?
So you can call or text 772-999-6045 or just visit our website, beyondthetrend.com, and send us a little message. Yeah, we're really easy to reach. We're pretty responsive and quick to get back to you. And we'd love to kind of book just a little sit down and we can chat.
I love it. Geo tracking. What do you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Depends on the business.
We can do it. It depends on the industry. It's not always as predictable because people turn off location finders in their phones and have kind of figured out some workarounds and things like that.
See, this is why you talk to professionals. This is what you do. And of course, congratulations to you and the board for launching this new endeavor, just switching things up a little bit for Main Street Vero. Meet me on Main, second Thursday of the month. Yours truly, White Glove Moving and Storage, along with Deb Daly, decorative artist. Arts will be the February host. Big thank you to 21st Amendment for hosting in January. Mm-hmm. And there's opportunities throughout 2026 to sponsor. And rest assured, friends, if you're listening, again, it's free to the community. And if I'm at the helm in any way, shape, or form, it will be fun. It will be entertaining.
It's going to be a great time. Yes. I'm so excited.
There will be a surround system that you will hear it. No one will say, I can't hear. No, it's going to be great. We're going to have all the details accounted for. And you'll learn about some great businesses that love to support the community as a whole. And Morgan, thank you for all you do, especially serving in that volunteer capacity as president. It is a very big job.
Thank you so much, Anna. It's my pleasure.
Check us out at treasurecoastinsider.us. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. Cheers.